Chapter 2, The Day of Small Things. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, summarize basic principles of multiplication, identify various types of spiritual growth, list references which show that concern with multiplication is scriptural, identify factors which reveal a wrong emphasis on numeric growth. Key verse, Zechariah 4:10, "For who hath despised the day of small things?" Introduction. Growth in the human body starts with the single cell of life, which is the result of an intimate relationship between a man and a woman. That cell is multiplied within the mother's womb until another human being is created. When it matures, that human being also has the ability to multiply. Spiritual growth starts with the relationship between one person and the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual life flows into the soul and spirit of one who has accepted Jesus as Savior. That spark of life nurtured in the spiritual womb of the church grows until a new disciple is created. That disciple has the ability to reproduce spiritually by leading others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether in the natural or spiritual worlds, multiplication starts with a single cell of life. This is why God said in Zechariah 4:10, "For who hath despised the day of small things?" In this chapter, you will start with small things. You will learn basic principles of multiplication and about various types of spiritual growth. You will learn of God's concern for spiritual multiplication and of factors which indicate a wrong emphasis on numeric growth. You will start with basic principles, the small things upon which the greater revelation is based. Basic principles of multiplication. You must understand basic principles of spiritual multiplication in order to learn and apply the methodologies. The biblical principles of multiplication do not change, but the methods by which you multiply may vary. The methods change, but the purpose always remains the same. The purpose and principles of God always remain the same, but the strategy to reach these purposes changes. God's purpose from the beginning of time has been Ephesians 1:10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. As the spiritual life of his people and historical conditions changes among the nations, God changes his strategy as necessary to accomplish his purposes. For example, when fathers in Israelite families failed in their spiritual duty, God raised up the priests. When the priests became corrupt, he called prophets as spiritual leaders. Jesus used many different methods of ministry. He did not deal with all the people in the same way. His methods varied, but his purpose remained the same, to touch and change the lives of men and women. Here are some basic principles you must understand in the day of small things before you begin to multiply. God is concerned with the multitudes. God's concern has always been with the whole world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is, 2 Peter 3:9, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus expressed this same concern when he said in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Matthew 9:13, "For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." God is concerned with the multitudes. He is concerned with numbers. He is concerned with the multiplication of believers who will reproduce and spread the gospel. As you begin your study of multiplication methods, you must start with the same concern as God, that of reaching the entire world with the gospel message. It is God who gives growth. Spiritual multiplication cannot be accomplished apart from God. It is God who gives growth. 1 Corinthians 3:6, God gave the increase. Man must cooperate with God's principles. There are principles in God's word which are applicable to every area of life and ministry. God works through men who know how to cooperate with these principles. From the beginning of the world, God has worked on the earth through man. He gave Adam and Eve the task of keeping the garden. He used a man named Noah to preserve life on the earth during the flood. God raised up Abraham to found the nation of Israel, through which he would reveal himself to the nations of the world. God also used prophets, kings, and judges to accomplish his plan in the Old Testament times. In the New Testament, a man named John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. Jesus began his ministry with common men, and when he returned to heaven, he left the destiny of the gospel in the hands of these same men. The whole biblical record is one of man cooperating with the principles of God to achieve the purposes of God. This is true in spiritual multiplication. God does not bypass man to spread the gospel. He uses men and women who understand and cooperate with his principles of multiplication. Paul summarized this cooperative relationship. 1 Corinthians 3:6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Paul stressed the urgency for believers to fulfill their responsibility in the plan of God. Romans 10:13-14, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Jesus is the focus of multiplication. Jesus said in John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Jesus was speaking here of his lifting up on the cross to die for the sins of all mankind. Through his death, he would draw all men through the power of the gospel. When you share the gospel message, Jesus is lifted up. When he is lifted up in your life and your church, people are drawn by the power of the gospel message. Multiplication is guaranteed when Jesus is lifted up. The word of God causes growth. Jesus told a parable about growth in Matthew 13:1-9. He explained the parable in Matthew 13:18-23. Read these passages in your Bible. In this parable, the seed represents the word of God. God has promised when we plant his word, it is not done in vain. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Jeremiah 1:12. For I will hasten my word to perform it. It is the word of God that brings change in the lives of men and women. That change results in growth and multiplication based on the word of God. The Holy Spirit enables multiplication. In the final message of Jesus to his disciples, he said in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The power of the Holy Spirit enables multiplication. The gifts of the Holy Spirit equip for multiplication. The fruit of the Holy Spirit causes reproduction. We will examine the role of the Holy Spirit in spiritual multiplication later in this course. Multiplication is a shared responsibility. In the early church, the spread of the gospel was not left to the full-time pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Every New Testament believer was spiritually reproductive. If we are to reach the world with the gospel, we must return to the strategy of the early church. Both leaders and laymen must share the responsibility for spiritual multiplication. The growth in world population requires a return to the New Testament plan of ministry by each member of the body of Christ. We cannot reach the world through token efforts and half-hearted dedication. There are enough Christians in the world that the entire world would easily be reached with the gospel. There lacks only a sufficient number of inspired people to recognize and respond to the opportunity of multiplication. The command given by Jesus to believers is to go into all the world with the gospel message. You do not have to wait for the command to go because it has already been given. In relation to the spread of the gospel, the command is to go and watch for the stops, not to stop and wait for the go. Types of growth. The Bible speaks of four types of church growth or multiplication. Geographic growth. Geographic growth was predicted by the Lord Jesus, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Growth was to extend geographically throughout the nations of the world. Numeric growth. The church would experience numeric growth as it grew geographically. Numeric growth of the first church is recorded in the book of Acts. For example, the church had increased from 12 to 120 in Acts 1:15, to 3,000 in Acts 2:41, and to 5,000 in Acts 4:4. Ethnic growth. The early church experienced ethnic growth also. The gospel was extended beyond the Jews to include the Gentiles, people of all nations. Spiritual growth. Growth in numbers is not the only emphasis of spiritual multiplication. As you will learn later in this course, internal spiritual growth is also important. Followers of Jesus must grow in spiritual quality as well as quantity. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's desire is that we, Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The emphasis on numbers. Some people ignore the subject of spiritual multiplication and church growth because they believe an emphasis on numbers is wrong. But in the Bible, there are many records of God's concern with numbers. For example, see Numbers 1, 1-3. Numbers 2, 23 and 24. Numbers 26, 1-4. Revelation 7, 9. Revelation 28. Genesis 22, 17 and Hebrews 6, 14. Jesus told many parables concerning numeric growth. You will study these in another chapter. He also indicated that careful numeric records are kept in heaven. Luke 15:7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Multiplication is emphasized in the record of the early church in the book of Acts. Summaries of the growth of the church are recorded in Acts 1:15, Acts 2:41, Acts 4:4, Acts 6:7, Acts 9:31, Acts 12:24, Acts 16:5, Acts 19:20, and Acts 28:30-31. You must not ignore the subject of multiplication just because of a few problems with wrong emphasis. Rather, you must recognize and deal with the problems. There is a wrong emphasis on multiplication when the following factors are present. Numeric growth is more important than spiritual. When spiritual growth is compromised to attract the crowds, there is a misplaced emphasis on numbers. Some ministers say only what people like to hear in order to attract great crowds. The Bible warns that 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Pride is the motivation. Read 1 Chronicles 21:18. David's concern with numbers here was motivated by Satan and was an act of pride. When you begin to take pride in great numbers, your emphasis is wrong. Emulation is practiced. This is a sin of the flesh mentioned in Galatians 5:20, which is called emulations. Emulations is a form of jealousy which results in imitating others to equal or surpass their achievements. When you are jealous of large ministries and begin to imitate them in order to grow, you have a wrong emphasis on numbers. Emphasis is on church growth instead of kingdom growth. The goal of spiritual multiplication is winning new converts to Jesus Christ and disciplining them until they become responsible, reproductive members of the kingdom of God. There is a difference between church growth and kingdom growth. If First Church splits and 100 of their members go to a second church, church growth occurs in Second Church, but there has been no kingdom growth. Multiplication has not occurred. There's only been a transfer of existing numbers. The goal of multiplication is not to attract new members from another church, but to reach the unreached with the gospel. Emphasis on numbers is wrong when the goal of church growth replaces that of kingdom growth. The individual is ignored. Jesus ministered to crowds of people during his earthly ministry. Luke 6:17, Luke 7:11, Luke 8:37, Luke 9:14-16, Luke 14:26, Luke 23-27, John 6:2. But Jesus never ignored the individual because of the crowds. He called individuals out of crowds to minister to them. John 5:3-13, Mark 5:24-34. In John 4, Jesus ministered to one woman who brought an entire village to the Master. In Acts 8, there is the record of a great revival preached by Philip in the city of Samaria. In the middle of these meetings, God spoke to Philip to leave Samaria and go to the desert between Jerusalem and Gaza. Philip immediately left the great revival in which he was ministering. He went from a densely populated country to a lonely desert. He left the crowds in order to minister to one man, an Ethiopian returning from Jerusalem. This one man was probably responsible for spreading the gospel to the entire continent of Africa. Many years ago, in a missionary service in London, England, only two people attended because the weather was so bad. The visiting minister made a powerful appeal for workers among the Indians in North America, but thought his time was wasted because of low attendance. But one of the two men heard God's call and yielded his life to him. Within a month, he had sold his business and was preparing himself to work among the Indians in North America. He spent 35 years in effective ministry among these people. His name was David Brainard. Do not despise little things. Remember, a small candle can do what the sun can never do. It can shine at night. Emphasis shifts from people to things. When multiplication results in church growth, the emphasis sometimes changes from people to things. Because of growth, a bigger church building may be needed, and efforts are shifted from multiplying disciples to a building program. When your chief concern is with buildings to accommodate growth, numbers have caused you to lose sight of the primary goal. God is more interested in people than in buildings. The biblical record of God at work in the world focuses on people. When multiplication results in a shift of emphasis from people to material things like buildings, priorities are wrong. Others are judged on the basis of numbers. Never judge the spirituality of another person or ministry by numbers. Great numbers are not always indication of spirituality. Numeric success in some cases is mute testimony that the church has failed to be the church. Sometimes faithfulness to the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ may repeal rather than attract. For example, when Jesus began to teach the unpopular message of his death, many of his followers deserted him, John 6:52-64. There are other reasons why growth may not be evident. The Bible teaches there are certain seasons for spiritual growth, just as there are growth cycles in the natural world. In the natural world, during certain seasons of the year, some plants do not reproduce. They have no leaves or fruit and look like a dead branch sticking out of the ground. But in the right season, these plants will blossom and fruit and leaves will come forth. The same is true in the spiritual world. There are certain times when specific areas of the world are more receptive to the gospel than others. By studying the patterns of growth, you can concentrate your spiritual forces in fields ripe unto harvest. God's numeric system is not the same as that of man. We can add in order to increase numbers, but sometimes God subtracts in order to add. When Ananias and Sapphira were subtracted from the church because of sin in Acts 5, believers were added, Acts 5:14. Sometimes God uses division to multiply. When Paul and Barnabas were divided, God multiplied the missionary force, Acts 15:36-41. Occasionally, God reduces a number in order to accomplish a great purpose. Read the story of Gideon in Judges 7. Never judge a ministry or an individual on the basis of numbers. Do not despise small things. When a young boy offered his bread and two tiny fish to Jesus, it met the needs of a crowd of hungry people. God still takes insignificant things, blesses them, and uses them mightily for his glory. Come forth bearing sheaves. Fearing wrong emphasis on numbers should not prevent the study and application of multiplication methods. The parable of the talents, Matthew 25:14-30, makes it clear that God expects you to multiply what you have been given, and that fearful excuses are not acceptable. Jesus told his followers, John 4:35, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." When God sends harvesters into the spiritual fields of the world, he wants them to come out with sheaves, not excuses. Psalm 126:5-6. "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him."